Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Manuela Batavagna, who is the treasurer for the municipality of Wawa. We've got a budget meeting coming up soon. So previously, council received the draft capital budget. Now they are going to be seeing a proposed operating budget for this year. One of the things that is a bit different compared to previous years is that these budgets are multi-year budgets. Can you explain just generally what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've prepared a multi-year budget. It covers a four-year span. So the budget will cover the time period from 2022 to 2025. And it's operating. So that's the day-to-day operations of the municipality. So things like snow removal, wages, materials and supplies, the things that we need to do on a daily basis in order to operate. So we're asking council to focus primarily on 2022 and adopt that budget and approve it with the expectation to review 23, 24, 25 as they come up. And they will review that for items such as economic changes. So if inflation was to go up way higher than what we're estimating, or everything is so uncertain right now, we see that with the price of fuel and so many other things. So it's hard to predict. So that annual review will provide council an opportunity to make necessary changes to the budget. The goal is to have those changes be minimal and make the budget process a lot faster going forward.
So this is an ease of budgeting. If you've got a regular, consistent idea, if you've got a few years planned out, then it's easier to finalize the budget in future years, and I guess it would help out with departments in their preparations for what will be happening each year, respectively.
Absolutely. Like, some of the benefits of a multi-year budget are that it aligns with the long-term plans of the municipality, so long-term spending, it will align with that. Long-term capital plans. It provides a certain level of certainty to the community in regards to taxes. It results in time savings and efficiencies where the bulk of the work is done up front. And in the subsequent years, as I mentioned, you're just focusing on a few modifications.
The budget in general, while preparing this, did you have any major guidelines that you had for how things should work out? Or was it just, let's copy and paste last year and then modify it as need be?
I think it was mentioned before, there's transformation review that the municipality went through in the last year. And out of that review, a strategic plan was generated, and there's key priorities in that plan. So we focused on incorporating those key priorities into this budget.
I'm guessing that you obviously don't want to make the levy increase too high each year. Obviously, that's something ratepayers would not appreciate. So what are some of the things that challenged that, trying to keep the increase lower?
I think the challenges are quite static. One, we want to maintain council priorities, but at the same time keeping, like you said, the percentages low. So we have to look at the rising costs, inflation, COVID. There's all kinds of items that are impactful to the budget and how to make decisions going forward. Our ability to save money, or what grants are available out there, what we're thinking might come up. We also have to think about maintaining our reserves, so we don't want to overspend in that area either.
I know reserves often play a very large part in the capital projects that you're able to move forward on, but I believe also used in things like water and sewer so that rate increases are minimized as well.
Absolutely. We do sometimes use the reserves. This year, last year as well, we used part of the accumulated surplus. So last year it was approximately $295,000. We used that to reduce the increase to the rate. And this year we used approximately $100,000 to keep our rate low. So the impact is a 2.75% increase, not to the rates themselves, but to the actual levy, which means the rates don't go up as much.
And as far as I recall, the requirement for budgeting for the municipality is that it should be about break even, essentially. It should be revenues and expenses should be the same.
The Municipal Act demands it, states that revenues must equal expenses. We cannot carry a surplus or a deficit.
All right.
And we can't budget for a surplus or a deficit.
So you might see a surplus because of unexpected things being cheaper or better revenues or that sort of thing. Or conversely, you might see a deficit because of those things, but the budget itself is supposed to be even.
Your financial statement itself would result in a deficit or a surplus, hopefully a surplus. So a financial statement is always backwards looking. So it's always looking at what has already happened, and a budget is forward-looking. So it's a planned and itemized summary of the monies that are coming into and going out of the municipality, and how you're going to spend that money over a specific period of time. So for us, it's January to December.
This is being presented to council this Tuesday, the 15th. Obviously, residents will be able to watch that presentation, and I believe that it will be posted on the municipal website at some point. But what's the next step for residents? Will they be able to share input into the budget after that?
Absolutely. So the presentation will happen at the council meeting on the evening of February 15th. It will also be broadcast on our YouTube channel. And then there's opportunity for both council and for public input from February 15th to March 2nd. And then the approval period, the meeting is expected to be March 15th, on a tentative date of March 15th.
And that would again be both the operating and the capital budget that was previously presented?
Both the operating budget and the capital, which was previously presented, yes.
Is there anything else that you want to make sure people understand about the budgeting process, about what's happening in the next few weeks?
I think really what's important for them to know is that if they have public input or if they have questions, they should feel free to reach out to me. They can either email me or call me, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that people have.
Once again, that is Manuela Badovania, the treasurer for the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.